Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Aramox Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. I would like to take a brief moment to thank everyone for all of the love and the support. Those of you who keep listening, I am still paying attention to the numbers, and I feel so blessed, so eternally grateful that y'all have not forgotten about this platform. Before we continue, I just really want to take a moment and just say, those of you who have checked up on me, on my mom, I'm eternally grateful. You know, people are not obligated to be kind and concerned about your well-being. And when people are, you really, really have to be grateful and thankful for that. So I'm really, really thankful. And I'm happy to report that she is slowly but surely making progress. And as her journey continues, you know, I'm going to let y'all know what's good. So before we hop into today's episode, okay, really quick, if you are not following me on social media, please make sure to do so. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Goddess Lounge Podcast. Okay, and I will say that one more time. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at The Goddess Lounge Podcast. Okay. I will be opening up the books for readings. However, my site is down because I have decided to go with another company. So my site is under construction. It probably will not be up to around February because I'm being very specific with this one. I want certain things a certain way. So anyone interested in booking a reading with me, please be sure to inbox me. My clients, you already know how to reach me. And then we'll just take it from there. Now, the last episode was a series, and it is a series I plan to continue. But, you know, as I've shared with you guys before, the way that I get my messages for you guys is through life. It is through, you know, I'll say it like this. Whatever faith you believe in, because, you know, I don't want to offend anyone. Whatever faith you believe in, whatever your spiritual walk is, whoever you pray to, whoever you believe is your God, that's what I'm referencing to. So as for me, my God, my ancestors, the divine creator, okay, he speaks through me, okay, through life, through dreams. I get my messages from real life situations I lived through and I've experienced. I'm currently in school right now. Y'all know I'm going for mental health and social work. And, that is my way of giving back to my community, and it's going to help me be a better spiritualist, I strongly believe. And I honestly just, I've learned so much. I'm learning so much. So I've been pretty, pretty busy, you know, between my mom's health, trying to run my business, school, 3 kids, and, you know, just life is life. And so in all of that, I had to take a step back to regroup and recenter myself because I was not grounded. I was not focused. I was extremely distracted and I was not in alignment. And I had to take a step back and practice stillness and remember to be mindful and meditate and get back to my routine so that I could, you know, get my mind back right, get my spirit back right, get my emotions back in order, you know? So that's what I was doing. So I want to talk to you guys because upon going through this moment of chaos that I've learned to appreciate, okay, because I strongly believe life is a tornado and it clears your path. It just clears your path to your destiny. So when things happen in life, I look at it as a tornado that clears paths. The destruction happens so that you can see clearly. Upon going through the things I went through, I actually end up getting a message because I said to myself, what would happen if I was not connected to the divine? I might have really, really lost myself. I might have really, really not been here with y'all. I might have really, really, really just gave up. So, excuse me. Today's episode is called No Device Connected. Now, I know y'all saying, why would you call it No Device Connected? Well, I look at us as devices, right? When we are plugged in, okay, let's just look at how devices work. Your cell phone has no, it uses a lot of power, right? A lot of energy. When you are active on it and you're using it for everything, you're talking on it, texting, FaceTiming, writing. Some of us, you know, we a little bit more techie. So we writing essays on it. We, you know, saving files. Some of us are creating apps. You know, some of us are writing books. A lot of us do. We do a lot with our phones every day. Phone, tablet, computer, car, whatever you choose. Now, when you use it as often as we do, what happens? The battery begins to lower, right? And it begins to decline. It begins to not maybe move as fast, or it begins, you know, the display begins to dim on its own. But it, at some point it dies, right? And it dies because when we'll see the battery on low, okay? And it's just like us. It's just like in a car when the gas tank barely full and we're going to say, oh, it's going to make it, knowing doggone well we need to pull into the gas station. It's like that. When you don't get it on the charger on time, it dies. But when you connect it before it dies, it begins to what? Go up. It begins to increase its energy. It begins to prepare for the workload that's coming. But if it never has a moment to be still and sit still, stay with me, it never has a chance to regroup and recharge itself so that it can serve its purpose. So today's episode is called No Device Connected. Okay? I want to talk to you guys about knowing when to take a step back. I went through a lot recently, and when I say life was lifing, I dealt with so much loss this just 2021. I dealt with so much loss, and a lot of us dealt with a lot of loss, okay? And upon that loss, a lot of relationships were brought to light. A lot of friendships were tested. A lot of co-parent situations were tested. A lot of realizations in the Black community, in our community, about mental health came into light, about how we treat each other, how we mimic and poke fun at each other, how we really, really downplay mental health. So much was revealed. So much was revealed. And I realized that we are so quick. We are so quick to overextend ourselves, whether good or bad. Okay. We are so quick to overextend ourselves that we move without thinking. We operate like devices. When you open up a bunch of apps, if you don't clear it out, what happens? Your phone could slow down, right? It'll be sitting there collecting until it can't no more. The most annoying thing in the world is having to get rid of apps on your phone, having to swipe just to get it out the way. And I've really been sitting and thinking about that. You know, I'm right. Like even now I'm sitting in a car. I'm sitting in my truck, really thinking about that. Like, we really never take time to be still, unplug from the world, and let ourselves recharge and regroup. Some of us are literally working ourselves to death. Some of us are worrying ourselves to death. Some of us are self-sabotaging ourselves to death because we operate off such self-entitlement, off of the, I'll say, myth of I'm grown, that we don't want to consider that some of the things we are being told, shown, some of the things coming into our path is trying to save us. It's trying to remind us through love, through obstacles, through opposition that, hey, slow down. Take a minute. Take care of you. How do you have all of this wisdom? How do you have all of this resources for other individuals, but you haven't taken any time for yourself because you refuse to be connected to the source? You refuse to be connected to your ancestors. You refuse to be connected to the present moment. You ever see in movies where, like, the parents would be at the game of the child, and the child, like, I'll use soccer, for example, because my kids, that's the sport they played with soccer. Let's say the kid make the goal, but, you know, dad's on the phone in a meeting, and they scored the best goal. I mean, all type of tricks, just the most elaborate, most fantastic play you could think of. And he misses it. You don't get moments like that back. Even if it was recorded, the playback will never be as good as how it happened, when it happened, in that present moment, because the energy is different. The energy is high because everybody's excited. The adrenaline is just high. And whoo, did that. Yes. Yay, we won. Versus, oh, wow, that's impressive. You miss out. You see what I'm saying? It's not as intimate. Spirit has been showing me how the power of knowing when to attach and detach can help you balance your life. And I am so grateful for these lessons. Like I tell you guys, anything I share with you on this platform is either something I've gone through, going through, or had the front seat to witness. And I'm going to always be transparent with you guys. In all seriousness, since this pandemic happened, the blessing in it, I honestly have to acknowledge, is that it forced our asses to sit the hell down and reevaluate. I have watched so many of us create and bloom and grow and learn how to do new things and learn new things about ourselves. And I've also seen some of us lose it. Some of us not even here with us no more. I've seen some of us not be okay because we don't like to be alone. Some of us don't know nothing but what we've been doing, you know, which is our routine. Okay, we talk about the Matrix as a perfect example. The routine of doing the same thing over and over and over and over again every day, but not being present. Some of us are holding on to unhappy jobs, jobs that isn't even acknowledging what you contribute. You coming home unhappy, miserable, grateful that you could pay the bills, but merely making ends meet. Unfulfilled because you can't put an idea you have into fruition because you're working just to get to work. When I say it is so important to be connected to your source of power, I could promise you I will never let myself get disconnected again. I will never let myself ever be in that position again. And I had to come on here and share this with you because, and I honestly, I'm going to say it, I don't know who this is for. I know this is cliche, but somebody needs to slow down. Be present in the moment. Spend time with the loved ones that you know you haven't made time for because they can be here today, gone tomorrow. Some of you are working for people that you don't need to be working for. How are you contributing to someone else's dream like you don't have your own? Don't you know God chose you? What makes them better than you to where you feel like you are incapable of achieving greatness? Baby, you are the greatness. You are the greatness. I had some mouth work done, y'all, so if I mispronounce some words, don't hold it against me. In all seriousness, it's just coming to a time where spirit been talking real loud. We just ain't been listening. And then life has been showing us, it's been supporting what's being said, but we're still not tuning in because we're disconnected. So consider this a reminder. At least one time this week, okay, I don't care if it's when you go to the bathroom for a break. Take a moment and take some deep breaths. And just be thankful to be able to take breath. Be grateful to be able to see, to be able to hear, feel, touch. Because there's someone who can't. And we are not in control of anything but ourselves. Take a moment to really sit back and analyze not just your personal life, but the things that are happening around you. It's important to do that because sometimes you'll know what's coming just by observation. If you've been disconnected from the source, get reconnected. Get reconnected. Whatever faith you believe in, get reconnected. Because a device cannot download or update unless it is connected to its source. I'm going to say that again. A device cannot download or upgrade unless it is connected to its source. You guys have so much promise. You guys have the gift of imagination and you guys have creativity, anointing, ashe. A lot of you have all that you need, and you are worrying yourselves into an early grave. Some of you are worrying yourselves into strokes. Some of you are worrying yourselves and creating scenarios that's not even real. But if we were practicing mindfulness and stillness, if we were praying and meditating, if we were journaling, if we were at least checking in with self and checking in with the source, we would get our download and our upgrades, and we would be reminded that everything is in divine order and in divine timing. We would be reminded that we are protected. We would be reminded that there is nothing you cannot do. As long as you believe, we'll be reminded that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Like, there's so many ways we can go about this conversation we're having right now. Make time to look in the mirror and tell yourself, it may be a little bit hard right now, but I got it. I was built for this. Make time to pour into your own dream and your own vision the same way you do the person you work for. Stop expecting, okay, those you work for to necessarily care about the vision you have for yourself. They need you to work for their vision. They're not interested in what it is you're trying to do unless it is going to put them out of business. And even in that, you got to be careful. Don't be so quick to sell your ideas. Some of you have million-dollar ideas, billion-dollar companies, and at the first sign of a check, just here you go. And then you get upset when you see somebody else multiply the idea that was divinely given to you. Now, it is your choice. The power of free will is very much real. But then, when the obstacles come on the journey, we cannot complain. We can't get upset because we chose certain things to make the journey the way it is. Stay connected to your source. See, when you stay connected to the source is going to tell you, you know, let's use the source as a vehicle, for example. Your vehicle is going to tell you when you need gas. Your vehicle is going to tell you what speed you're going, if you need to slow down or not. If you have a current vehicle and you've upgraded and you're downloading properly and you know when to, you know, maintenance your vehicle because it's showing signs and making sounds and giving you the awareness, you know, it's going to tell you when there's a car coming behind you. It's going to tell you when you back out to stop because a car is coming down the street. But you have to be in tune and you have to be paying attention. You got to pay attention. 2022 is coming. Do not wait to 2022 to set goals for yourself. Do not wait to 2022 to reconnect with the source. Do not wait until something tragic happens to get your things in order. If life has not taught me anything this year, it taught me to be a more responsible adult. The source has taught me to be a more responsible adult, to be more accountable. I know I got kids. I need to make sure my life insurance is good. I need to make sure that if I want them to have money for school, I'm you know, creating savings account and making sure they got money, looking into trust, looking into how I can make sure they have good credit by the time they're 17, 18 years old. I need to master financial literacy so that I could teach them, because I wasn't taught. I need to make sure that they are practicing their Spanish so that they can speak their country, you know, their ancestors' native language, which in my household, you know what I'm saying, in my family, was Spanish. ...2021 taught me about people, business, relationships, taught me how to love me. I was on, look, I'm gonna be real with y'all. Like, I was really, 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 really about to give up on everything. Everything. And the truth was, I just needed a minute. I just needed a moment. I needed to take time to stay still. I needed to take time to realize that I was overpiling my plate. And it was so much stuff on it, y'all, that I could not see the cracks that were forming at the bottom. Had I kept piling more and more on my plate, had I not taken a break, had I not realized that I needed to be the hell still, I might have shattered. I might have broken. I might have broken. Y'all, excuse that background noise. Like I told y'all, I'm in a car. In my truck. So in all seriousness, you got to stay divinely connected. You have to stay divinely connected to your source. If you don't know what to pray for, trust me, spirit hears you. Spirit hears our tears, our cries. When it get hard and we don't know which way to turn, you have to know that you were not created to be abandoned. You have to know that you were not created to be abandoned. Let me turn this heat off because I want y'all to hear me. You were not created to be abandoned. You were not created to just suffer. You were not created to just live in poverty. But baby, you got to understand that you have to do the work and you have to practice balance. Spiritual, having a strong spiritual foundation is beautiful. It is great. Okay. And it is very much necessary. But maintaining your mental health, taking care of your body, making sure you're checking in with yourself emotionally is essential to keeping your spiritual foundation strong as well. And it is so important, especially my kings and my queens, my melanated kings and queens, okay? My people of color, it is so important that we check in more often. Because we're facing so much. We are facing so much. We are battling so much in society by itself. We're still being lynched. There's so many of us leaving this realm in such a tragic way that it's truly, truly disheartening. And it can be depressing to know that what you look like can make someone so hateful that they will want to take you up out of here. Life is already hard and it already comes with this obstacles. I heard this saying when I was younger, my teenagers, that I was going to church with this guy that I used to deal with. But you know what? I'm grateful for that experience as well. Because I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about God. And I'll say this. I remember it being said that you gotta know what you need to know when you need to know it, and that it is better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And they were talking to me about the word of God. They were talking to me about God himself, about the source himself, you know, or herself, you know, because let's be real, we ain't going to know what that situation is until it's our time. And it really sticks with me to this day, because when I say there's been so many situations that have arisen in this lifetime, I don't know where I would be if I didn't know it. I don't. We're facing so much to not take our spirituality seriously, to not take our walk seriously, to not take our health seriously, to not take life seriously. It is not only a disservice to those you love, but it is an even greater disservice to those around you and yourself. And when I say those around you, I'm talking about the ones around you who you're supposed to lead. The ones around you who the divine has hand chosen to lead one day. How do you think leaders are created? Some of us are meant to be great mentors. Some of us are meant to heal people through psychology in that field. Some of us are meant to heal people through teaching in a classroom. We all got our purpose. And you are doing yourself a great disservice when you are not divinely connected, when you are not checking in with yourself, when you are not getting maintenance. But we will do it for a vehicle. We will do it for the most material thing, like the materialistic things, with no problem. Even if we push it to the last little bit, we're going to at some point do it. But we cannot continue to be that way with our life and our bodies. It's too real out here for that. Now, I had the most graceful, beautiful way I was going to talk and be and come on here, because I have people who send me videos of other podcasters, I guess, who don't swear at all and they do things in their way. Get the hell on with all that. I'm sorry. That's not me. I'm going to be transparent and I'm going to say it how it needs to be said. And at the end of the day, we need to get our shit in order. We need to get our things together. I've said this time and time again. Are y'all paying attention to the increase in groceries right now? Green thumbs run in our bloodline. Stop saying you don't have a green thumb. Keep practicing until you get it. Some of us are laughing at people learning trade skills, but them people gonna be the ones building houses on the land that they own in their own community. So keep laughing. Y'all up here sharing videos of people that look like you, making assumptions based off of the word of one individual. Find out that that person was lying, and this individual is no longer here with us because it was cute to share. It was, you want to be a part of what was going on. You wanted to know something. And now this individual is no longer here with us. And such a beautiful soul. We worried about the wrong shit. Now, I'm not going to tell you what you should be worried about, detail for detail, but I'm going to tell you what I'm worried about. And let me rephrase that. What I am focused on. I am focused on my focus. I'm focused on my education because of the nature of what I'm going to school for, so that my clients not only feel safe with me, okay, but so that they can get the best of both worlds, spiritual help and mental health assistance. That's it. That's all. I'm focused on being the example. My children shouldn't have to look up to no one else. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I should be their first example. I'm focused on gaining the knowledge of true financial literacy so that I could break the generational curse of poverty within my own bloodline. I'm trying to break generational curses. Okay, my guy, I'm not trying to sit here and be cute. I'm not worried about a lace front. Okay, I'm not worried about a club. I'm not worried about what he said or she said. I am strictly focused on doing the things I need to do so that I can operate in excellence and be who I need to be in this lifetime. So that I can operate out of my highest good. I am focused on making sure my children know self-defense, making sure they know how to grow their own food, making sure they know how to speak multiple languages. I am focused on embracing the breakdown for the buildup of something greater. Like I said, I'm not telling you what to do, though. I'm just sharing what I'm focused on. I'm focused on making my brand bigger so that I could reach more people. Because I'm not the type, and I really have a big issue with this. I don't believe in, because I had to suffer through something, somebody else got to suffer through it to get what they need to. There are people out here who wonder why their businesses and their cosmetic line hasn't grown, you know what I'm saying, or their cooking bit, whatever it is you have. Some of us have not progressed because we have the thought process of being crabs in a damn barrel. Giving and receiving is spirituality, ladies and gentlemen. Prove it. Okay. I'll prove it. And this one is for my Christian family. You know what I'm saying? My Christian loved ones. Are you not supposed to bless others? Or are you just supposed to bless yourself? If you see another person in need, are you supposed to bypass them? Or are you supposed to help them and assist them? I'm just saying. One thing I love about my husband and I is that we treat those who are less fortunate like people. I can't tell you how many homeless people he's helped. I can't tell you how many homeless people I done fed or gave money to. And nobody knows. I've never publicized it on my phone. I don't take videos of what I do behind the scenes. There's times where I've given my last. And do you know why I do that? Because I firmly believe that it be those people that be the angels in disguises. And I always get blessed after I do it. And that ain't even why I do it. I do it to see the smiles, to see the relief. Man, you ever seen a temporary relief of someone truly in need? Do you know how easily that can be any one of us? I love my people for real. You cannot tell me that we are not the most talented, skilled, anointed, gifted, creative people in the world, in the universe. What? We are the epitome of taking nothing and making it into something. So I don't believe in, because my journey to, let's say, making my podcast was rough, that I'm going to make a peer or a friend or an old friend who want to start a podcast, or let's say I have a client who decides they want to start a podcast, I'm not about to make their journey hard. If I have some tips and they ask for it or they're open to suggestion, I'm going to give it to them, because this ain't a competition. My message is my message. What I'm doing is what I'm doing. What you're doing is what you're doing. It's my job to support you, though. And supporting is an act of giving and receiving. Some of us can't afford to support our friends the way we want to, and, you know, maybe buy their product or invest in what they're doing with, you know, taxes or trade line credits or whatever it is they're doing. We may have the desire to, but maybe because of everything we got going on and financially our situation, we can't be a blessing the way we would like. But the share button free. Telling somebody about it free. Giving a phone number out is free. I never want to be surrounded with anyone who calls themselves a peer, a friend, an associate like that. if we learned how to unify, if we learned how to not stop, like if we learned to stop killing our own people, if we learned how to put our heads together and understand that, you know, group leadership is a thing. To understand that we can't all be chiefs and we can't all be Indians. Like we have to understand that there's a way to do things. Take time to get to know people, learn each other's strengths and weaknesses so that where you're strong, okay, they might be weak at, and where they're weak, you could be strong at. And if you guys stick to what it is that you guys are great at together, you might build an empire. I have the gift of spiritual sight, and I cannot tell you how many people I see on my page who I know for a fact shouldn't even be living in Michigan right now. Shouldn't even be struggling the way they're struggling right now. And I can recognize it because I'm one of them. And the reason why is because I was so busy giving out everything to everyone else, I forgot to take care of me. But what I can say is that because of the way I give and I don't act stingy with information, I ain't never missed a meal. I ain't never been without lights or gas. I ain't never not been able to feed my kids. I ain't never. And it don't matter. It's not always going to. The blessings are not going to always come in material form. Sometimes it comes through acts of service. Sometimes it comes in words of affirmation. Let's get off this entitlement. I'm sharing all of this with you, and I wasn't even trying to go all the way here. But I'm sharing all of this with you because open your eyes, beautiful souls. Take a look around. Really dig deep and see what's happening right before your eyes. There's only so much I could say on this platform concerning that, and y'all know it. If you know, you know. If you don't know, get with me. You will never look at things the same. The truth of the matter is that a lot of families are divided over petty shit. Some people keep their distance to protect their mental health. I respect that. I have to practice that myself. I do that myself. So I get that. But let's talk about the petty shit. Some of us are not dealing with our loved ones who could be a blessing to us simply because we have a difference in opinion of who they with. We have a difference in opinion about their beliefs. It makes us uncomfortable. But baby, who I pray to, what that got to do with you? What does my ancestors having a room or a place in my home have to do with you? Some of us are dealing with certain things because we don't know how to mind our damn business. I mean, come on. We sharing videos of someone that all of us grew up with, who we knew had not been the same since losing a parent. And we gonna sit up there and share videos of a bullshit lie. Because when you know a person, you know better. If your intuition is what it is, if you're connected to the source, you'll know. The spirit of discernment is very much real. You'll know. And now that person gained its wings because it couldn't take the pain. Couldn't take the pain. And I have to say it like that out of respect, because I'm not going to put names out there. If you know, you know. If you don't know, don't hit my inbox up asking who, because it ain't for you to know. It's enough we're losing people to COVID. It's enough we're losing people to, you know, just natural disasters, accidents, things like that. But we are losing people because we're bullies. We are literally operating on the same frequency, okay, as our, I'm trying to figure out how to politically say this, like, you know, politically be correct. I'll just say this. You're operating on the same frequency as the people who bullied your great, 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 great. The people who abused your great, 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 great. Okay. We're that's just what we're going to do. There's so much generational trauma that has been passed down due to slavery, due to just, you know, discrimination and racism. There's a certain way that a lot of our ancestors had to live and had to move because of survival. We are not in their time, because half of the things we do now, they wouldn't even be able to live for. They wouldn't even have limbs or eyes or mouths for. Us be on the radio back then? Us know how to read? We weren't even allowed to pray to who we... We weren't even allowed to keep our true spiritual practice to ourselves. We weren't even allowed. Okay? Get connected to the source. The time is now. This is somebody's reminder. Stop sharing shit that makes our people look bad. Don't you know that when you share it, you just as bad? Like, I don't see anything funny or humorous about watching two beautiful black girls fight. I don't see anything humorous about watching, you know, anyone have a mental health breakdown. I don't see anything cute or funny or profitable about that. Grow the hell up. Because while you laughing and sharing, that could be your child. That could be your man or woman. Oh, and this really gonna hurt. Baby, that could be you. Because life will hit you so hard sometimes, you don't know how you're gonna react. It's easy to say what you won't do until you're actually in those shoes. I love my people, but the one thing that disappoints me about our people is, especially more than anything, is partaking in activities that we have already been labeled for. Okay, we talk about cultural appropriation. We talk about all of these things that's done to us. But then at the same time, we watch each other participate in the fuckery. Y'all better get connected. You better get reconnected. It ain't cute no more. It never was. Just we couldn't see it. We was just doing what we knew. We was just doing what been taught, what's been happening for generations. I get that. But once you become an adult, it's your responsibility to change that if you see that. Bullies raising bullies. What we doing? This don't bother y'all? Like, really? What are we doing? When did we become so disconnected from ourselves, the source? When did we become disconnected from the God within to the extent that we would participate in bullying someone we know to the point that they are no longer here with us? Come on, man. We got to do better. If you practice or believe in something different from me, you will never hear me speak negatively on it, because that's not my path. So how am I going to come in your road and criticize what you're doing? If it's working for you, it's working for you. Beautiful. So how about this? You pray to who you pray to. I'm going to pray to who I pray to, but let's pray for the same thing and let's see what happens. You want to start a podcast? You don't know where to start? I have no problem sharing where I started and how I went about it. You giving away your secrets. You telling too much. You telling everything. You know what? No. And I'm going to continue to teach my clients how to at least at minimum read cards for themselves, because why not? I'm confirmation. I'm here to assist you on your journey. I'm not here to be your all in all. I ain't trying to be a god in your life. I know who I am. I'm here to encourage you to know who you are and for you to stay connected to your divine source so that you can receive the downloads and upgrades in your life, in your spirit, in your body, everything that you're supposed to get this meant for you. You ain't gonna see me going live every time somebody posts something similar to what I do, assuming that I'm trying to do what that person doing. You ain't gonna see me doing that. Because, baby, when you were created, them gifts was not given to just you. Everybody got a spiritual gift. Some just ain't access it yet. Everyone got an idea or business. Some just haven't accessed it yet. Some people are just not in a position to blow it up the way they want to. Stay connected. Because people, humans, are fickle. Do not do yourself that disservice. Y'all got it, man. Y'all so it, y'all don't even know. And I get passionate like this because I see the royalty in us. I still believe that change is possible. All it takes is us coming together. We are a very resourceful people. If you can scrape up, listen, if you can scrape up $25, $50 to go get that bottle, if you can scrape up money out of nowhere to go get them pack of cigars, if you can scrape up money to go get condoms for that chick or that that sir that you know got hella spiritual demonic soul ties, but you still laying up with them anyway, if you can sit up there and make time to go live to talk or make somebody else feel inadequate, if you can make time that you cannot get back, that is very valuable. If you can sit there and take time to go share a video you had no business sharing and participating in, we are not in damn high school. If you can make time and find resources to get to your girl house to gossip, you can find time and create resources to build your million-dollar brand. Because what are we doing? Your kids are watching you. Do better. We got enough hate, enough labels, enough stereotypes of us in movies and film and music videos. Yeah, be real. Honor yourself. Be you. But be the highest version of you. Like be the you that operate out of your highest good. Because when it is all said and done, and you take your last breath, you will be held accountable. I don't believe in even judging people righteously. I don't believe in that. Because who in the hell am I to judge you? Who am I to judge you for loving who you love? Love who you love, boo. That's your business. I definitely support. Listen, don't get it twisted. What I'm saying right now is not a judgment. What I'm saying is me trying to save our people because I'm watching us die off too swiftly, too quickly. And some of us are having a hand in it. And I don't like that. So I'm sharing my perspective. Because at the end of the day, it's your life. You got free will. You can go left or you can go right. But the outcome is going to be the same. And that's that one day we're going to be up out of here. How do you want to live this life? Practice being present. Spend time with your children if you have them. Learn how to do something new. Ladies, get to that gun range. I got some episodes coming up that's strictly for us. Because, baby, and you know what? Those sessions are going to be Zoom on Zoom. I've made up my mind about that. I'll let y'all know. I'll post the flyer. But it's just time to do things differently. When I read up on history and all of those things that our ancestors did to keep things going, how resourceful they were with the scraps they were given, we are unbeatable. We don't fold. Why do y'all think there's so much animosity towards us? We're resilient. We're brilliant. We glow and our beauty is, you can't mimic that. You can appropriate it, but you can never mimic the organic. Okay? You can never mimic the organic DNA that runs through us. We are one of a kind. And it is time we treat each other as such so that we can grow and leave a legacy. Leave that empire, that business for those that are going to come after us, just like our ancestors did for us. That's all I'm saying. Stay connected to the divine. Prioritize yourself, your dreams, your health. If you need downtime, take that trip. Do what you got to do. But stay connected because it is in the disconnection that dead things begin to come back to life. And some things should stay dead. Stay connected. Your phone is your communication. Use it as a tool. Instead of laughing at people, sharing dumbass videos. Somebody create a TikTok that's strictly for us. So that when we hit certain numbers, we're not shut down. Can somebody promote a mental health awareness app besides Londrell for us? Because shout out to Londrell, because he's doing exactly what it is we need right now. But we hate to support our own, don't we? But want all the support in the world. Financial literacy. Learning how to grow your own food. Learning things about maintaining a home. Listen, y'all know I might sound crazy to some, but those who really know what I'm saying, you get the meat of what I'm trying to tell you. With that being said, ladies and gents, kings and queens, gods and goddesses, I am about to end this episode. I love y'all for real. I thank y'all for all y'all love and support. But we got to do better. We can't continue to be crabs in a barrel. We cannot. Stay connected to the source. Because progress is being made. Some of us are about to get the opportunity of a lifetime. And I would just really, really, really hate for us to miss out on it because we weren't connected and we were distracted by lower frequency bullshit that was going on. Fix your crown. Get back to it. You got it. You are everything you need. You have everything you need. As long as you stay connected to the source. With that being said, as I always say, don't fall prey to other people's expectations. Pace yourself and do you. Trust in yourself, y'all. Believe in yourself. And know that although sometimes the journey is hard, the reward is so much sweeter. Especially when you know you did it. And you did it yourself. And you didn't have to cut corners. And you didn't have to be underhanded towards nobody. And you didn't have to put another individual down. You got it. Your shit is yours. Can't nobody take it from you. Chin up, chest out. Let's go. Let's get it. So, happy November. I will be back with another episode soon, you guys. You know how I do. The episodes come according to spirit. So, with much love, light, peace, and clarity, you guys have a beautiful evening. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or constructive criticism about this episode, follow me at the Goddess Launch Podcast on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. You guys have a great night. Bye.